Going to start things off with a scripture today here on the show, Believers in Business. I'm Ron Taylor. It's good to have you right here. We're going to go to the book of Proverbs for a moment to sort of set the foundation for our conversation today. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. That's Proverbs 13:22, as you may very well know. It is the scripture reference for what we'll be discussing today, as we have our good friend, Mr. Patrick Smith, joining us once again. Patrick is here to join us on the show. Been in the financial services industry, rather, for about 40 years now, and for the last, 27 of those years, Patrick has served here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as president and senior advisor for his independent advisory firm, Baring Financial. Patrick, welcome back. It's good to see you, brother.
Thanks, Ron. It's
always good to have you right here. You know, today we're going to continue with more conversation about how money works and helping people increase their wealth awareness. And you provided me the scripture when you came in, and we talked about that. And I think it's a good way to start off, don't you?
Yes, Ron, I do. And the scripture you just read is one of the reasons I teach people how money works, because mm-hmm. that's the good news that people need in their financial planning today. I've said it before. When you increase the awareness you have about your money today, that will determine how much money you have 10, 20, or even 30 years from now.
It really is true. And it is really good news, Patrick, when you think about it. As we just mentioned, we're going to be talking about leaving an inheritance to children and grandchildren, more specifically, how to create a family legacy. Yes, it still can be done in 2013, and Patrick's going to tell us how we do that. Patrick, where to begin this conversation today?
Well, Ron, something that I've mentioned before is that I'm connected with a financial education group called Wealth and Wisdom Institute. And to set the stage for our discussion today, I'd like to take a couple of minutes and read an article from the Institute that paints the picture of what has happened to the family legacy in our society.
Sure.
And then we'll talk about what we can do about it. So let me begin with this article. When a family patriarch or matriarch passes away, all that is left of the life are the memories of that person and the legacy of their lifetime. To those left behind, the memories are theirs to keep, but everything else must be divided into two categories: what they are allowed to keep and what the government claims to be theirs. What is truly unfortunate is that the government claims must be settled first, and what is left is divided between the creditors of the deceased and the members of the family. 100 years ago, it was not uncommon for farms to be worked and owned by a family. The grandparents were the working and contributing to the farm, along with their middle-aged children and their grandchildren. The family structure was whole. Family pride was evident, and this was passed on generationally. The older members of the family were well aware of the idea of legacy. They worked hard to create a better life for the next generation. The farm, along with the memories, was their legacy. Mm-hmm. Today, that element of a family legacy has almost disappeared. Although there are loving memories, the passing of the family farm today, known as the family wealth, has been mismanaged into non-existence. Interference from the government, an enormous lack of financial knowledge, pride, and ignorance robs families from passing tremendous amounts of wealth to the next generation. Along with it goes the lasting family legacy. Today, the idea of viewing the family as a single unit has been ignored by almost everyone. Yet it remains as one of the only solutions for creating lasting family generationally, wealth generationally. The passing of the family wealth doesn't occur accidentally. It is planned and well thought out. Wealthy people do this and their families remain wealthy. With the not so wealthy families, although their lives may prosper, their legacy is usually a home, some savings, and other, for lack of a better word, stuff. Mm. Although those things have value, they lack in comparison to what could have been passed on had the entire family planned the family legacy seriously. Mm. The idea of keeping wealth in the family is opposed vigorously by the government because they have a harder time getting their hands on this money. Many politicians try to pit the rich against the middle class. All the while, the middle class aspires to be rich by pursuing their financial dreams through investment vehicles that have become the traditional financial strategies. The difference comes down to this. Some families guarantee their ongoing legacy, while others transfer it away with unnecessary risk.
Well said, and it's a concept that we will pick up in just a moment. Patrick Smith, our good friend from Baring Financial, joining us today here on Believers in Business. My name is Ron Taylor. It's good to have you here. We're talking about your money today, and we want to make you aware of their website, their phone number. If you'd like to give Patrick a call, you're ready to talk with him about your financial structure and how he can help you in this regard. And you want to find out more about the Money Works session that we'll detail for you here in just a moment. The website, and it's a great place to start to learn more about Patrick and all that they do there at Baring Financial, wealthawareness.com. Wealthawareness.com. Just as it sounds, their phone number, which is on the website, is 817-571-2626. Again, that number, 817-571-2626. When you get to the website at wealthawareness.com, I'll point you to the Choices button, and you'll see several to look at there. But Choices is a great place to start because it gives you all the information you need to request a free guidebook on the topic of your choice, and of course, submit your request online for your free one-hour Money Works session. This is a great way to get to know Patrick, for him to get to know you, a face-to-face sit-down, get your questions answered, learn more about what we're discussing today. There's no cost, there's no obligation, no product sales pitch waiting on you. It's the beginning of a process, the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works for you. Once again, wealthawareness.com. Patrick Smith joining us on Believers in Business today. And Patrick, is a great topic, and we're talking about a family legacy.
Yeah, Ron, let's look at what has happened to the family structure in recent history, continuing with the article. The United States started to lose an important social foundation in the 1960s. Crisis after crisis, from Vietnam to civil rights to the drug culture to a presidential assassination, the once starry-eyed nation woke up with a reality hangover that would plague it forever. What would suffer the most in this historic time would be the family structure. The what is in it for me and the I want it now generation blossomed and grew up to train and educate the next generation, flaunting the selfishness of me and I. And that's really what we have today.
So true.
The family social structure, once the cornerstone of ethics and morality, started to crumble, and with it, family opportunities also crumbled. The growth of single parent families left little room for financial success. With the fall of the family structure, the liberalizing of education took on the role of psychologist in making kids feel okay and being sensitive to their every need. The new educational goal is that no one would fail in school. They would only fail after they were out of school. Not only is the knowledge missing to grow wealth, but also missing is the family and its ability to grow wealth generationally. In the old days, this would be the equivalent to the grandparents leaving the farm before they taught their kids the farming process. Obviously, nothing would grow, which is why in today's family, nothing is growing either. More time and energy is spent on teaching you how to spend your money rather than how to save it. You end up unknowingly and unnecessarily giving away your wealth and wealth opportunities. So if tomorrow you discover an opportunity that by planning together with your parents and your kids could create millions of dollars for your family or charities, would you take the advantage of that opportunity? If you also discovered that the money could be transferred to your family, guaranteed and tax-free, would you do it?
Patrick, it's interesting. As we talk about a family legacy, it seems that it's something that we refer to as times past. What we now know as family values, of course, during those times, when money was very well, guarded and cared for, and a lot of great values were established during that time. Is it possible, Patrick, in this day and time, for someone as a family to begin and carry through a family legacy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, what we want to talk to the folks about today.
Sure. Patrick Smith, our good friend, joining us for Believers in Business. Wealthawareness.com is a great website, Patrick. When they log on to the website, they're going to see a lot of great things there. They'll have an opportunity to watch a welcome video. There's some audio there they can listen to. Lots of great articles. Some financial services documents there. It's all very, very well laid out on the website, wealthawareness.com. Tell us how things go with the Money Works session. You sit down face-to-face with someone. There's no cost, no obligation, no sales pitch, really, but a chance to kind of get an idea of where they are financially. Right, Patrick?
Yes, Ron. We're pretty much like most financial advisors, but probably the biggest difference is we'll spend most of that hour educating people on some foundational understanding about how money works versus all the traditional thinking that they've been fed over mm-hmm. their over their current lifetime of accumulating, investing money.
Good point.
And then we'll do a financial inventory and see where they are and begin to actually continue the education process, but compare that with what they're currently aware of, and it's quite eye-opening.
Indeed. If anything, it's a great time to sit down and sort of look at your portfolio again, see where things are. Things have changed over the last number of months and years, certainly, and so it's a time to sit down with Patrick Smith and really get on top of the game here. WealthAwareness.com. The phone number to call is 817-571-2626. Again, 817-571-2626. You'll find that number there on the website at wealthawareness.com. So, Patrick, you've shared about how and where the breakdown has occurred that prevents many people from, you know, enjoying a family legacy. Let's talk a little bit about what we can do now to create a lasting legacy in our own family.
Okay, Ron, I want to start by asking this question. Mm-hmm. What do wealthy families do that others don't do? If generational family wealth only occurs by being well thought out and planned, then what are the rules that they plan by?
Mm-hmm.
Rule number one, in your family, use the least amount of money to create the greatest amount of wealth. Rule number two, guarantee that the wealth will occur and that the legacy will transfer tax-free. Would you want to create wealth for your family if you could do it without spending one more dime than you are spending right now? If you could realign your assets to make wealth possible and still retain control of that money, would you do it? The key to all of this is to begin to realize that the most valuable investment you and your family will ever have is you and your family. And guess what? That is a kingdom principle. That's exactly how the Lord thinks and operates.
Mm-hmm.
To accomplish this in your family financially, you need the right tools and the right information. And that's, of course, what we want to provide. And that's why the Money Work session and the wealth awareness process for our clients is so important.
You know, Patrick, when one of the first times I had a chance to meet you and we sat down behind the microphones to discuss things like this, I was kind of surprised by what you mentioned to us on the air, and it really makes sense more and more as I sit down next to you again. We're not asking the right questions. And so as you bring these questions to the fore here just a moment ago, it's all about asking the right questions. It really is. And so I like to remind our listeners of that, certainly, as we talk with Patrick Smith today. You know, something you talked about also is the luck of our money, the LUC of our money, the liquidity, use, and control. Patrick, share with us, how does that apply to wealth creation for the family legacy?
Well, Ron, you have to understand that the real wealth creation does not occur simply by trying to get the best rate of return on as much money as you can pile away over your lifetime.
Mm.
That is probably the foremost traditional thought
right.
that pervades our industry.
Yeah.
Wealth is created by maintaining the use and control of the family money. In the old days, the family had control of the farm as an example of wealth creation. The family could affect growth and the outcome of the farm they owned and control it. Today, dabbling in stocks and mutual funds doesn't provide the ownership and the control that is needed to pass on wealth 100% without risk and successfully.
Mm-hmm.
The risks that affect these types of inheritance are the traditional thinking ways are taxes, market risk, creditor risk, and other unforeseen circumstances. There's no guarantee that the family wealth will pass on intact. In defense of many who follow the old traditional strategy and financial thinking, this is told them. They've been told this, and that's the only way to create wealth. And, of course, it's not.
Well, certainly. And, Patrick, really, aren't you essentially saying that we don't have any leverage on our money with traditional investment vehicles that we see these days?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, following traditional investment plans does not create multiples of wealth, and it doesn't create them immediately, and it doesn't create them tax-free.
Mm.
But by creating multiples of wealth, that's exactly what the wealthy do. If a family asset is not being used to generate income, then that asset should be used to create family generational wealth.
Mm.
There's a lot of stagnant assets sitting out there that aren't doing that.
Wow. Wow.
you would want to ensure and guarantee that the wealth is transferred to the family tax-free. Most importantly, you would want to expend the least amount of money to create the most wealth. This is leverage.
Indeed.
So let's review. Traditional thinking about wealth creation is all based on traditional investing mentality. Therefore, it's all based on risk. Investing in the stock market is risk. Investing in real estate is risk. Investing in retirement plans is risk. Investing in low interest bank accounts is very much a risk today.
Mm-hmm.
And all those things together, you know, with no other plan is a great risk. They all create negative transfers of people's wealth, losses in the market, losses from income taxes, losses from capital gains taxes, probate costs, estate taxes, et cetera. The one thing these negative transfers all have in common is a guarantee to transfer away wealth value from your legacy rather than add to it.
Right.
You need to learn how to use the least amount of dollars possible to create a generational legacy, to create income in perpetuity for your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, or to create a charitable foundation while controlling the taxes that will last for generations.
Mm-hmm.
Simply using all those traditional investment assets can't achieve these things, but we can teach you how you can accomplish this.
And just talking about the financial and the money part of this, the mechanics of this, Patrick, not to mention a great legacy, a name for the family that you can be proud of, something to look back and say, my grandfather did this, my father did this. And so it's a wonderful and biblical thing to do. Patrick, you've been talking about how planning a family legacy is much more than just, you know, putting as much money aside as possible into the traditional investment vehicles that we see today, basically hoping for the best, you know. We've talked about wealth creation that will pass on to the next generation while controlling taxes and other risk. Legacy planning isn't just about proper investment strategies, is it? There's something more to that, right, Patrick?
Absolutely, Ron. Yeah, there's a lot more. Let's consider what legacy planning is. First, legacy or estate planning, as it's commonly called, is not just how to save taxes on the estate.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are being taught to gift away parts of their estate so it will reduce the estate so that it won't be taxed as much.
I've heard of this. In fact, someone wouldn't want to pass on the tax burden to, say, an inheritance recipient because they have a tax burden going on there. So that's interesting
right.
You bring that
and,
up.
And it's not the best way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because it breaks up the size of the legacy.
Indeed, it does.
Legacy planning includes how do you pass your wealth on to your heirs and make it fair? Because this generation is all about fair.
Absolutely.
Politically correct and fair.
Yeah.
Legacy planning is business planning. There are multitudes of business owners out there who want to make a legacy plan but don't have any idea how to do it.
Right.
How do you pass your business on to your children who are in your business with you and make it fair to your children who are not in the family business?
That's right.
That is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to sell your business, how can you sell your business and minimize and sometimes even eliminate the taxes?
Wow.
There are ways to do it.
Mm.
If you plan properly, you have the ability for your family to continue for generations to come in loving relationships, thanking God and you for your righteous forethought and wisdom.
That's right.
Or you have the same ability to destroy that legacy to them, leaving them fighting over their inheritance due to your lack of planning. On another very sad note, today legacy planning also has to include how do you plan an inheritance for your children and grandchildren and protect it from the possibility of divorce? I know that one is ringing in the minds of many successful people.
Mm-hmm.
Legacy planning is charitable planning. We're talking to God's people here, and I know many of them are interested in creating a legacy.
Certainly.
And it being to their favorite and most prolific ministry.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't know how to take advantage of it. Legacy planning is second spouse planning. If you are in your second marriage, there is an absolute and critical need for proper planning.
Indeed.
Legacy planning is also retirement planning. It may be the need for building the proper income base that is completely protected from creditors, bankruptcy, divorce, and allows you to create the most guaranteed income from your assets. Or you may have a very large retirement plan that you do not need the income from, and you are perplexed and wondering how you can create a financial legacy for your heirs, maximizing the assets while minimizing or eliminating the taxes. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out there with large retirement plans
right.
that don't need the income, and they're really irritated that the Internal Revenue Service makes them take a required minimum distribution.
Exactly.
There are ways around that.
Yes, there is.
So legacy estate planning is a vast financial area that must be specialized in. Done properly, it should be the absolute maximizing of the assets that the Lord has entrusted to you for you to create not only a financial legacy, but a family legacy of character and righteousness going forward for generations.
You can see now why we look to Patrick Smith for wise counsel in matters of this and looking into the future and really trying to hedge ourselves from, you know, the things that could be coming, that are coming, and certainly you want to be ready. You want to be prepared, but you also want to be in an area where you can thrive as well and be a blessing and leave a family legacy. I want to give you the information again as we visit with Patrick Smith from Baring Financial. WealthAwareness.com is the place to start, really, to learn more about Patrick and all they do there at Baring Financial. WealthAwareness.com, it's all about educating yourself, doing your due diligence, and getting the information. It's all there for you. Their phone number, if you're ready to make the call, maybe you're ready to pass this on to a friend or a loved one as well, 817-571-2626. No need to scramble for a pen or anything to write this down. It's on the website when you log on to wealthawareness.com. 817-571-2626. Get involved and get on the website. I want you to click on the Choices tab. You're going to see a lot of buttons there when you log on. It's a well laid out website. But start with the Choices button, and that's going to pop up a nifty little window there that's going to give you a lot of contact information, their phone number, their email address. And there you could submit your request online for your free one-hour Money Works session. And this is a wonderful way for you to schedule some time with Patrick Smith face-to-face, get all your questions answered, learn more about what we're discussing today on the air. Now, there's no cost involved in this. There's no obligation. You're not going to be presented with a sales pitch, you know, but wait, there's more. You know, this is the beginning of a process. It's the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works and, frankly, how you can see how your money can work for you even better. Optimize, if you will. WealthAwareness.com, WealthAwareness.com. Click on the Choices tab. You'll see their number and all the information there. They also have a chance for you to request a free guidebook on the topic of your choice. Maybe you want to learn more about a certain area and really get in depth about certain things. There's a free guidebook there for the topic of your choice. You can click there on the website and get so many resources. So bookmark WealthAwareness.com, WealthAwareness.com, and call that number, 817-571-2626. Patrick Smith, our guest today. Patrick?
Yeah, Ron, I'd like to finish our program today by talking about a personal testimony as to what gave me the conviction that I have about proper estate and legacy planning.
Mm-hmm.
It's grown greatly over the years, but from 1980 to 1986, I was a financial planner at E.F. Hutton, and in the midst of all that I did there, my mother and my stepfather had an estate that I knew needed to be addressed. My stepfather was a successful physician at Arlington Memorial Hospital.
Hmm.
This was 1983, approximately.
Okay.
And I asked him one day, "Do you have your estate taken care of?" And I realized it was a sensitive subject, being a stepson, that kind of stuff. And my mother said, "Oh, yeah, we've just been to the best estate planning attorney in Arlington, Texas." And I said, "Well, good." I said, "Let me ask you a question." I said, did he prepare a bypass trust for you?" And they knew, and he did.
Yeah.
And they knew what that was.
Good.
And so that made me feel comfortable. And I kind of let down my guard. Well, what had happened is there was an estate tax law in 1981. This was, like I said, early 83. And my stepfather had an old previous 1981 will, so it was important to have a new one because of the exemptions in the new law.
Mm.
Anyway, they'd gone to the attorney. They had it all laid out, and but it didn't get executed.
Hmm.
And wow. What had happened is the attorney had a medical need, and he had to go have surgery, and he went in the hospital, and he didn't even have him sign a power of attorney.
Interesting.
And my stepfather, during that time, slipped and fell in the kitchen, hit his head, cracked his skull, and went into a coma for 3 weeks.
Oh,
and it was all there at the attorney's office, and nothing could be executed because they hadn't executed a power of attorney. My mother couldn't do a thing about it.
My goodness.
And it was $1.5 million estate. And instead of my mother getting $750,000 in trust to take care of her the rest of her life, she ended up getting $250,000.
Mm.
And the other $500,000, that she should have gotten, the other half was going to his brother, and his brother's wife and his niece. Anyway, that $500,000 was squandered because it went to Internal Revenue Service, state taxes, and to the attorney who botched the deal.
Right, right.
And
oh my goodness.
That's where I got my conviction that when people tell me, when I ask them about their legacy planning, estate planning, and they say, well, yeah, we've got it. I said, no, let me look at it.
Yeah.
And I've got an associate that I've worked with for years that we used to work together at EF Hutton. He's probably one of the foremost guys in the entire country for doing all this kind of planning, and he's incredibly creative.
Sure.
His business is in Houston, and he and I work together a lot. I bring him in because there's stuff that I know, and then there's stuff that I know that I don't know. So,
you know, Patrick, I appreciate you sharing that personal story. You don't know what that means to so many that are listening today, because there are similar situations out there and those that can identify. And thank you so much for sharing that. And it just displays why you have such a passion for doing what you do. Patrick Smith, you're a good brother. We appreciate you. Thanks for joining us today. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Ron.
Patrick Smith with Baring Financial. And I'll leave you the information. Don't forget to schedule that free money work session when you log on to wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. The contact information, the phone number to call to schedule the session with Patrick Smith, and everything you need right there on the website. Bookmark it and enjoy this great website, wealthawareness.com.